Third peg of Sanhedrin, fourth Mishnah, Elam HaKroivim. These are the relatives that are possible, the Hades, to testify for one another. Of if he can't testify his father, for Ochim his brother, Achi Yobim his father's brother, Achi Imoy, his mother's brother, Baal HaKroise, the husband of his sister. In other words, a Baal is the same thing as his wife. So just like he can't testify for his sister, he can't testify for her husband. Baal Achlis Aviv, also the husband of the sister of his father, because that's an aunt. All the brothers and uncles and aunts and their husbands are all possible. Baal Achlis Imoy, the husband of the sister of his mother, or Baal Imoy, and the husband of his mother, even if it's not his father. Chom of his father, Lo Kisoy, the married two sisters, then they cannot be married for one another. All these ones, not only they puzzle, but Bneim v'chasaneim, their sons and the son-in-law, are also the same status. Just like one cannot testify for his father, he can't testify for his father's son. Just like one can testify for his brother, he can't testify for his brother's son. These are called Rishon v'sheni and sheni v'sheni. Chayger levado, the chayger is that his wife child from a previous marriage, he's not allowed to be testified for her son, but if the son has a grandchild, he can't testify for the grandchild. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Ava Mishnah Rishayna, the initial version was that the ones, only ones that are the apostle of Edis are Doidai, Uven Doidai, his father's brother, and his father's brother's son. Because it only comes from the family of his father that the Yerusha goes from the father's side. Yeah. Whoever's his relative at that point of time. We don't pass in like the Mishnah Rishayna, we pass in the Kuva, that level of Kuva, of an uncle or even a cousin, a first cousin, or nephew, whether it's from the father's side or the mother's side, it's possible Avis. If they were relatives, and then afterwards, for example, the son-in-law who his daughter died, and now he's not a son-in-law anymore, Areza Kosher. If at the time of the witnessing and testimony of the Avis, he was not a son-in-law anymore, then he's kosher. He says he's still considered son-in-law as long as there's something remaining of the marriage, even though the marriage itself is not in contact, but the children from the marriage are alive. That's enough. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. They have to be actually married.